So on behalf of our spiritual master, Jagat Guru, Srila Prabhupada, we take this opportunity to welcome all of you very cordially to this third international Bombay Pandal in order to push forward the Krishna consciousness movement in the city of Bombay, which is one of the world's important cities. So, as we have been hearing from our spiritual master through his books and his disciples, the actual purpose of human life is to understand God. As it has been quoted from the Vedanta Sutra, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, the human form. Now we should try to understand what is Brahman. In other words, we can understand that externally we are covered by a particular body, material body, either Indian body or American body, German body, English body, or Christian or Hindu body, or even animal body. Of course, the animals cannot understand, but at least we can understand that I have accepted a particular body due to my previous activities. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Karanam Guna Sangasya Sarasa Joni Janmasu Purusa Prakriti Stohi Bhunte Prakriti Janguna Karanam Guna Sangasya Sarasat Joni Janmasu. By my desire, I have associated with particular modes of material nature, either Satvaguna or Rajagun or Tamagun. And by my desire, by that Sangha, Guna Sangha, I have accepted a particular body, Sarasat Joni Janmasu. Either I've accepted the body of a demigod, or I've accepted the body of a man, or I've accepted a hellish body or animal body, but I've accepted some body within this material atmosphere. And due to that body which I've accepted, I will have to suffer. So, we can analyze in this human form of life that that body which I've accepted, that is asat, temporary. As Prahlad Maharaj says, asat graham. We have accepted the asat and we have forgotten that which is sat or eternal. Therefore it is said, durlabha manusa janma satsange. Now, in this manusa janma, which is so difficult to obtain, we should take the opportunity and associate with that which is eternal. Otherwise, if we cannot take this opportunity to find out what is eternal, Brahma, whatever we are doing at the present time, that is useless. Because by the subtle power of time, it will be finished, whatever it may be. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mrityu Sarvaharas Chaham. I will come as death and take everything away. So, therefore, as our spiritual master, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, is tirelessly and so eloquently preaching all around the world, people should not remain in darkness, falsely identifying themselves with this temporary material body for sense gratification, but they should come out of this darkness and try to understand that they are eternal. Their real position is eternal, and they are eternal servants of Krishna. Jivar Sarubhoy Nitya Krishna Das. It is no use trying within this material world artificially to become master. No one will become master, because every one of us, by our constitutional nature, we are servants. As it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekale Ishara Krishna Arsa Vritya. The only master is Krishna. Everyone else is his servant. Therefore, we may try by so many means, by national strength, or by our own economic strength, or by our military strength, bodily strength, we may try to become master, but we are not becoming master. We are under the grip of material nature, and we will be smashed, and again we'll have to take another body. That body will also be smashed, and again we'll take another body, and that will also be smashed. So this is going on. Bhuta bhuta praliyate. Therefore, we should understand that we are tiny spiritual sparks. As it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Keshagra Shatabhagasya Shatadha Sadrasatmaka. Our real constitution is that we are minute spiritual sparks, 1/10,000, the tip of the hair. Keshagra Shatabhagasya Shatadha. So, we are by nature servants. We are part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit Krishna. We can never become independent, just like the finger is part and parcel of the body. So that finger can never be independent. The finger has no independent existence outside of the body. If the finger is cut off from the body and falls down on the ground, that is useless. It has no value. While the finger is attached to the body, we may pay millions of rupees, crores of rupees, to save our finger. But once it is cut off, then we kick it away. It is useless. So in the same way, we are by nature infinitesimal. We are tiny spiritual sparks, part of God. And if we break that connection with the Supreme Lord, our existence has no meaning. It is useless existence. Just like the spark of the fire, so long it remains in the fire, it is fiery, it has heat and light. But as soon as that spiritual spark falls out of the fire, it is immediately extinguished. In the same way, as soon as we lose our connection with Krishna, our existence, our spiritual life, eternal life of bliss and knowledge becomes extinguished by the material atmosphere. But just as that spark, extinguished spark, can again be placed inside the fire and its real fiery nature can be revived, in the same way, as soon as we again establish our lost relationship with God, Krishna, at that time we can again enjoy our eternal life of bliss and knowledge. And that connection is called yoga. And Krishna says, Yoginam api sarvesam madgatenantaratmana Siddhavan bhajate jomam same yukta tamo mataha. Of all yogis, that yogi who simply becomes my devotee, who is worshipping me within, understands that I am within his heart and he is loving me, he's the greatest yogi. He actually has understood his eternal life. So, on behalf of our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Jagat Guru, we are humbly taking this opportunity to invite all of you, please take advantage of this great Hare Krishna movement, which was begun 500 years ago by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. actually this movement began at the beginning of the universe, as it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Rida. This knowledge was first given to Brahma, and Brahma gave this knowledge to Narada, Narada gave this knowledge to Vyasa. Now this same knowledge is coming down through His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, in disciplic succession, evam parampara praptam. It is the same process which has always been going on. We may not know it due to our ignorance, just like Arjuna also did not know it. As he said to Krishna, aparam bhavato janma param janma bivasato katame tadvijhaniyam tramadav puktubhaniti. He said, Krishna, you are the same age as me. How can I understand that you spoke to the sun god millions of years ago? So just as Arjuna had forgotten by Krishna's yoga maya the eternal nature of this process, we may also forget and think that it is a Hindu movement or an Indian movement, but we have to understand it is an eternal movement to get the conditioned soul back into his eternal position in the spiritual world. So Srila Prabhupada is the pure representative of Krishna, and he is presenting the only effective process in this age. This is the best place in the universe to practice Krishna consciousness, Bharat Varsha. This is the best place because it is here that the incarnations of Krishna are coming, the great acharyas are coming. Therefore, this is the best place in the universe to become perfect and go back to home, back to Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada has given all of us this opportunity. Let us take advantage, chant Hare Krishna, study this knowledge seriously, and perfect our human life. Thank you very much.
Preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita throughout the whole world. It is meant for the human being, and do not mind it. It appears that really a human being is now there to take up the responsibility in India. They're talking all nonsense. The real message of Indian culture is Krishna consciousness. Jayam Param Vyam Madhvakti Suvidhasati Natatasmatmu Seshu Kastitme Yetitam. Krishna says at the end of his instruction that anyone who is taking the responsibility of preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita to the devotee. Because unless one is devotee, one cannot understand what is Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyama Vijanati Javana Jasyami Tattva. To know Krishna superficially, then the defense, you can imagine anything nonsense. But if you want to know Krishna as he is, that requires intelligence. Manushanam sahasre kuskrit yadatisiddhya yadatam atisiddhyanam kuskrit vetimam tato. We have to understand Krishna tattva as he is. This tattva word has been used in several places in Bhagavad Gita. Janma karmam chami dibbam jo janati tattva. Here is one, tattva. Krishna's appearance and disappearance is not ordinary thing. Jo janati tattva, anyone understands in truth. So what is the result? Tatta deham punar janmanaiti mameti kaunte. Immediately he becomes liberated. Immediately he becomes eligible not to accept any more of this material body. tapta deham. Everyone has to give up this body, material body. You cannot remain permanently Indian or this party or that party. You have to change it. Tatha deham tatra. So why should you waste your time in this way? That I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am horse, I am cat, I am dog. There is no difference. If a dog is thinking that I am dog, and if I am thinking I am Indian, what is the difference? The mentality is the same. I am identifying with the body. Jasya prabuddhi kunapi tithapike. Anyone who is thinking of his body as himself, Dasyata buddhi kunapi tithapike sadhikkalatradhubhomayyudhi.
Jatti tabuddhi shalile nakarechi janesu avigyesu saiva gokha. Gokha. Go means cow and kharo means ass. Anyone who is identifying with this body as self is gokha. Anyway. So this animal civilization is not meant for India's culture. India's culture is different. Tathādehāntara-prāpti tattādehāṁ-punarjanmanaiti māmeti. This is India's culture. Why should we identify ourselves as animals? I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. The wrong type of civilization. Go for a civilization. So our little attempt is, we are not manufacturing anything. We are not manufacturer of religious system. Neither it is possible to manufacture. It's that you cannot manufacture law. Law is given by the state. Similarly, dharma means dharmantu sākṣāt bhagavat pranam. Dharma means the law given by God. That is dharma. You cannot manufacture. Who cares for your manufacture system? Just like nobody cares for if you make some law, that I made some law and go to the court. Sir, I made this law, please accept. Lunatic. Driving. That is not possible. This is dharma, as Krishna said. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam. This is dharma. Don't manufacture dharma. Yadā-yadāhi dharmasya glāni bhavati vā. What is that glāni? This depends. Glani is disobedience to the order of telling the law. Rādhādhī dharmasya glāni bhavati vāsa. The whole world is denied. Sunnavādhī, nirviseshvādhī, nirākārvādhī. No God, God is there. So what kind of religious system they will manufacture? They are simply misled. Andhāra-thāndhaya-rupaniyamāna stepi-sa-tantrā-hṛdhāmi-bhadhyā. Very tightly regulated by the laws of nature. And still, they are independently manufacturing religion. This is not possible. Give up this. Sarva-dharmān-paritvajya. Actually, this is dharma. Savai paṁsāṁ paro dharma jato bhakti adhokkhade. It doesn't matter whether you are Hindu, Muslim, Christian or any other sect. The test is how much you are advanced in understanding God. That is it. If you do not understand God, if you have no obedience to God, that is not dharma. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is very important movement. It is neither manufactured nor unauthorized. It is authorized, the oldest. Yoga Prakrita Puratana. Krishna said to Arjuna that I am repeating the same yoga, Puratana. Krishna does not say that I am manufacturing another system of yoga. No. I am speaking to you the same yoga system. Imam vivasati yogam praktavana hamabhayam vivasana manave prahu manu ikha kave brahu. Yoga nashta pura. As soon as you deviate from the original system, it is nashta, spoiled. So what is the use of giving things which is already spoiled? But it cannot be spoiled if you follow the parampara system. This is the secret of success. So our only request is that India should not be misled by imitating the Western type of civilization, unnecessarily fighting on political and social. These political and social, there is problem. But that is temporary. Temporary, we must have our interest to the real life. Somebody yesterday was speaking of health. So what is health? If you are going to die, what is the value of your so-called health program? First of all, you stop there, then the question of health. Krishna said, na hannate hannamane sharire. First of all, come to this position that even after the destruction of this body, you are not destroyed. That is health. That is health. Tatta deham punarjanmanaiti, mameti. That is health. Not that patchwork. You have got some disease, take some pill, and again become disease. Bhutta, bhutta, praliyat. That is not health. Here is health. But we have no brain to understand that Krishna says, na hannate hannamane sharire. Najade nam vyati va kadachit at any time. Na hannate hannamane sharire. Where is that medicine? Na hannate hannamane sharire. I am dying. My father is dying. My son is dying. But even if we accept, yes, we are accepting another body, but what do you know what kind of body you are going to accept? What is the position? There are 8,400,000 different forms of body. It will become an insignificant worm, then it will take millions of years by the evolution process to come again to this human form of body and come to, there may be chance to get to Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not very easy. If I miss this opportunity, I may miss millions of years. So this knowledge should be given. It is not expected that everyone will accept or understand. But this knowledge must be current
a class of man, the Brahmana class, the Vaishnava class, Manushanam Sahasreshu, that is a fact. But still, there must be somebody out of millions to understand this philosophy, and there is a good opportunity now. We have published so many books on this subject matter, and we have got very nice place in Bombay. Joe, please come, read our books, try to understand the philosophy and make your life successful. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Are there any questions? Please come forward with your questions. You can ask them in the microphone at the front of the stage.
While chanting, we chant the name of Rama as well as Krishna. I do not see any photograph of Rama here. What is the thinking?
You do not see, but can you hear?
I do not see.
But you do not hear.
Photograph I do not see.
Hearing is also experience. Why do you want to see? You do not see your father who is there.
No,
seeing and hearing is the same thing.
Yeah.
Suppose you had grandfather.
Yeah.
Are you seeing him? How do you accept you had a grandfather?
I saw him already.
That is hearing.
I saw him already.
You saw, you did not see your great-grandfather. But how do you know? Hearing is also another process.
The
distinction is that hearing is also a process of acquiring knowledge. Why don't you accept it? Simply seeing is not acquiring knowledge. There are so many senses, and hearing is the first class sense to understand which you cannot see.
Next,
please come forward with your questions. Asking questions is a sign of intelligence. Here,
I think you scared them away.
Krishna has.
How could I know the unknown with the known?
We already explained. How could you know your great grandfather? From the parampara system, your father says, yes, I had my grandfather. So from the authority of your father, you can understand. This is easy process. Even parampara prapna. Himangaraya says, you have to hear. Therefore, Veda is called Shruti. Shruti means you have to hear from the right soul. Then you know. That is knowledge. You don't hear from a cheetah, you hear from the right source, then the knowledge is perfect.
He's from highly religious. It is very difficult for him to move to the material world. What is the Swami? Where should he move? The people who are materialistically
coming minded. Yes, therefore you have to understand your spiritual
identification, because we are fools and nesters. We are thinking I am this body. And Krishna gives instruction in the beginning that you are not this body. Dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumanajo vanam jara. Asmin dehi, you are within this body. Not this body you are. So Krishna is authority. You have to take it. Krishna is not only simply speaking authoritatively, but he is giving practical example. Dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumanajo vanam jara. Because the soul is within this body, it is changing. Tatha dehantara prapti dhiras tatra namuni. You have to become a dhira, not adhira. There are two classes of men, dhira and adhira. So, in order to become a dhira, you have to go tad-vijñānārtham sa guru meva vidacche. You have to be trained up, then you'll understand. Not so quickly, without being dhira. Dhīras-tattva-navīya.
What is the difference between mind and soul?
Mind is material, soul is spiritual. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mami rāpāna no vāhu khagmano buddhi vivacha. Aparāyam vinnāme pratityā sadhā. They are also elements. But vinnā and material. Separated from Krishna. Aparāyam itastu vidhi me prajitim parā. These material elements, they are inferior quality. And beyond this, there is another superior quality, that is soul. Jīva bhūta mahāvāva jai lam dhārya dhīya. So you have to know from the books. Then you will know, Nishtha.
Swamiji, Devinanda Thakur said that our body is a temple for the soul, and soul is a temple for the spirit. Would you kindly enlighten us on this
part? That is already explained, that you are soul within this body, the body superficially covered with the senses. Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha paramana, manasastu para buddhi, buddhestu japara. You have to analyze that first of all, I am prominent by my senses. My body means my senses. But the senses are useless unless there is mind. Indriyabhaparamana. If your mind is not in order, your senses cannot act. Therefore, mind is superior than the senses. And the mind cannot act if you have no intelligence. Manasastu paro buddhi. And if you can go beyond the intelligence, then you can find out what is so. So it requires study, it requires education. The education is there, the books are there, the teachers are there. Unfortunately, you are not interested to take the spiritual education. You are not interested in technology, how to have it. That's all.
It is told that Athato Brahma Jignasa. Whether to attain that Brahma, you should follow that Brahma which is qualityless and shapeless, that is Nirgungrakar or Sarosaka.
Brahma is always greater than anything. If you limit within some limited idea, that is not Brahma Gya. Brahma is unlimited, the greatest. Brihatya, Brihanatya. So, Brahma includes everything, Nirakar, Sakar, and whatever you can speak. But Brahma ultimately is Sakar, it's not Nirakar. That is the verdict of the Shastra. Vadantita tattavidas tatyam Brahma. Jad jnanam adhyam. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, Shabda. This is Brahma Gya. Brahma, Sadmam Kaluidam Brahma, everything Brahma. But there is division. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, Shabda. Just like the sun. The sun sign is impersonal. But the sun glow is localized, and the sun god is personal. But the same sun. Similarly, you have to understand Brahma. When you cannot understand the real nature of Brahma, then it is Nirakar. And when you partially understand Paramatma, then it localized. And you fully understand that is the Supreme Personality, Lord Krishna.
You say that first Atato Dharma Jignasa, and then it is said Atato Brahma Jignasa. It is said by Yajnavalkya.
Is
there
any
difference between these two?
So Brahma Jignasa means spiritual inquiry. So the cat and dog cannot inquire. It is not possible. But when you have got this human form of body, especially born in India, and especially born in a Brahmin family, if you misuse your life like cats and dogs, then it is a great loss.
I don't worship few persons considered as a stepping stone. Is it correct?
I do as well.
He's worshipping the
idol,
stepping stone.
It's considered as a stepping stone only. When you attain something, then you...
So unless you step one by one, how you can go to the topmost? You have to.
After attaining that?
Yeah. First of all, you have to step on the first step, the second step, and Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavani.
So
everything requires training and knowledge.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, that's all.
Jai.
It's your time.
It is
long,
it is
seen
that Hare Nami Kevalam. Can you please explain that it is the only way out?
Yes, people are so fallen that they cannot take the life of tapasya. Athata Brahma Jignasa, this is the life of tapasya. Tapu dibvam putrakajina suddheta satya. Tapasya Brahma Jajjena jamina niyamena va. There is process of tapasya. But in this age, Kali Yuga, people are so fallen that they cannot undergo all the items of tapasya. It is very difficult. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not manifested, it is mentioned in the Shastra, that only by this process, Kalo Dosa Nidhe Raja, Asti Dhika Mahanaguna, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sarna Param. This is special concession to the Kali Yuga, that there are so many faults in this age. But if one sticks to this principle of Kirtanadeva Krishnasya
mukta sanna param. He becomes pure, he can go back to home.
And is it so that in Bhagavad it is also written, many dedication wants to be here in Kali Yuga, because it is easier to be for salvation only by name.
Yes, that I am speaking. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. Krishnasya Kirtanadeva Mukta Sangha Param. Simple way. Therefore, we practically see that these Western people, they are not coming from high class Brahmin or Vaishnava family. But still, by Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, they are becoming so liberated, that they are preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world.
Another thing, the last question that you brought to this time, the name is power. And to utter name...
The name is the person. This is absolute. Absolute. Not personified. He is person. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasabhigra, Purna Suddha Nitta Mukta, Abhinatya Nama Nami. There is just like here in this material world, dual world, water and the name water is different. But in the spiritual world, Krishna and Krishna's name is the same. Abhinatya Nama Nami. So these things have to be realized one after another if you come to the cross. Thank you very much.
I am very thankful to you, sir.
Jai Shri Ram.